Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, so just how do we save America? What do we need to do as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots? How do we respond to callers just as Jeff a few moments ago, where he talked about our political leaders? They're sworn to, they take an oath swearing to the uphold the Constitution, to defend it from domestic and foreign enemies, and yet we find them not carrying that out. We're talking today with Danny Ort. Danny's with us on the set, and we're talking about this question, so how do we save America? Danny, you had some other thoughts for Jeff and just a moment ago.
Yeah, Jeff, and to the rest of the listening audience, I'm constantly bombarded with comments of friends and acquaintances and people I meet and try to talk to, is that we're preaching to the choir. So the comeback to that is basically, are you telling your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, or anyone that you might meet about this radio show and this program to grow it, to make it larger and more powerful as far as solutions? I'm going to read, this is dated May the 23rd of 2008. I made a statement that I've gathered a lot of material. Start, Senator Obama has a problem with those who would cling to their guns and their religion. Folks better wake up and realize what's happening. That was back in 2008.
That's right.
Okay. Before he was elected, of course. It says a little gun history. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Remember, exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 15 to 17, 1.5 million Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, 1939, and to 45. A total of 13 million Jews, and here's the key, and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. In China, they did their control in 35. From 48 to 52, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Then it goes on to Guatemala, to Uganda, to Cambodia, and then Australia. Here's the issue. Is it coming here? Is that what this gun control is
all
about?
On the fast track, absolutely, you're right.
And if indeed it shall be established here, who are the dissidents? I guess it would be the Christians. It might be the ones who are denying to take the COVID vaccine, or denying the COVID passport, well, Danny, or maybe accepting the cryptocurrency that's coming.
Yes. Well, Danny, you may be aware of the fact that even in the revolution that birthed America, there was less than 3% of the populace that was willing to get into the fray.
That's all God needed.
That's right. Less than 3%.
Yeah. So let's say we take 3%, but we do what? We turn it over to God.
We take a stand based on the biblical. That's the reason
that
I talk
correct.
Every day about
that is correct.
The central biblicist worldview.
Yes.
Of what would God have us to do and how would he have us to respond.
So
it was Joshua in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua in the 15th verse. He says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Yeah. He took a stand as a husband, as a father, as the man of the house. He took a stand and said, we're going to serve the Lord. And part of serving the Lord, part and parcel of serving the Lord, is taking a stand on biblical truth and understanding that we have a nation that God has so blessed us with, and that we need to take a stand to defend the United States of America. And what we see happening today, ladies and gentlemen, with the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, behind the scenes, in fact, recently they said that Joe Biden, either by telephone or in person, will have a conversation with Barack Hussein Obama every day. Every day. So that tells you who's pulling the strings behind the scenes running America. And Danny, one of the things that I want our listeners to understand is when we talk about saving America, we need to understand that it starts in our children in the educational system of what's taking place there. Islam is taught as being peaceful in the religion, as a religion in our schools today, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ cannot be taught. The Bible cannot be read. Prayer cannot be had. But Islam is being taught in our public schools. Homosexuality, the sodomite lifestyle, is taught in our public schools as simply being an alternative lifestyle. Our kids are taught that Marxism and socialism and Leninism and communism is better than our constitutional republic. And our children are being taught to hate America. This is the reason we find our millennial generation today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, out marching in the streets with Black Lives Matter, out marching in the streets and pillaging and destroying our cities, burning buildings and burning businesses and taking lives along with Antifa. It's because they believe that America is a wicked nation, and they're taught that in our kindergarten, in our high schools, junior high schools, in our colleges, in our universities. That's what's being taught. Our children in schools are being taught today raw porn, and it's called sex education. Our children are taught today in the public schools that the whole nation is racist. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying our nation. I'm looking at an article here, Danny, that says Biden offers grants to teach children that the United States is inherently racist. The Biden administration plans to offer grants to kindergarten through high school history classes that use curriculum claiming that the United States is inherently racist. The funding will support teaching of Marxist-based critical race theory, and that the 1619 Project, the New York Times series that contends the United States was founded on slavery, regarding it as a defining characteristic of the American experience. The grants, which will be distributed about $5 million a year, were listed in the Federal Register on Monday as proposed rules open to for comments until May the 19th. The administration, that's the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, will prioritize funding for schools that teach the works of a person that is a black professor and a pioneer in critical race theory, that the 1619 Project. Critical race theory is a postmodern theoretical framework rooted in Marxism, Leninism principles that view individuals through the lens of oppressed and the oppressor, based largely on the color of the skin. Ivy League professors and Pulitzer Prize winners, historians have condemned the 1619 Project as being bogus history. Further, this article says, the objective, according to the proposal, is to improve the quality, the equality and the quality of teaching of American history, civics, and government in elementary school, secondary education, including teaching of traditional American history. The Department of Education said the teaching is important because the U.S. is going through a national reckoning with systemic racism that highlighted the urgency of improving racial equity throughout our society, including in our educational system. Hear that, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing that it says, in boiling it down, we're brainwashing our kids in school today. We're brainwashing them into being little political robots that believe what they've been taught, and what they're being taught is absolutely totally different from what our Constitution says, our Bill of Rights says, and what we have in relationship to our founding documents. It's being taught to our students today. They're coming out with four-year college degrees that's not worth the paper that it's written on because it has no value. They've been dumbed down through the brainwashing process in our schools today. Why is that important? Danny, I believe it's important because lest we, and we're talking about how do we save America, ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this, and then Danny can respond to it. First of all, we save America. If you're a parent listening, or if you're a grandparent, take that child out of the public educational system. Take that child, your grandchild, your grandchildren, your children, take them out of the public educational system. It's an incubator to brainwash them into being little robots that believe Marxism, Maoism, Leninism, and socialism and communism is superior to our constitutional republic that we have today. The republic that we have today is a gift from God that we have. We need to honor God by preserving our nation, and we start with our educational system.
Yes. I can't reiterate enough, strong enough, and as often enough for each and every listener to go out to the bookstores, to get online, and buy what is titled American Patriots Bible. Author is Dr. Richard G. Lee. Within that Bible is the marriage of our history through the founding fathers,
yes,
and the 66 books of the Bible. And I challenge every listener to buy one for themselves and their loved ones. There is the beginning of the solution and the answer to America's demise. Start with that first, okay? Years ago, when I was a new servant, let's say, of Christ.
Amen.
I wrote down, and I'll read, the new platform for America. We the people need you. That is each other. We need each other to join, to make the stand, to organize, and to fight back like never before.
Yes.
And if not now, when? If not you, who? Okay. I go on to write, the Save America Rally, which means we get together in rally environment and we discuss the issues. We discuss the solutions. We discuss the battle plans and we fight back. We make this year the nation turned back towards God. And we make it history because we'll win.
Yes.
Okay.
Danny, let me insert something
one
here.
One more thing, Pastor, if I may. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. God builds, Christ saves, Americans pray and serve. Step forward in service.
Yes.
If you can't physically do something, financially fund what God is building. And that is this program.
Danny,
financially fund it.
I'm thankful for you saying that. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to announce the amount because I don't want Danny to be on the spot where it's viewed as
100%.
He is doing something. But as a result of what Danny is saying and doing, he's been supporting this radio broadcast, seriously supporting it, and with a major contribution when he walked into the studios today, a major contribution toward the continuing, the ongoing of this radio broadcast. And I'll leave it up to Danny and Danny's challenge to you as to what he feels you need to do as our listening audience, because we have opportunity to broaden the broadcast, and it's our goal to see this broadcast go national, and the only way that is possible is by the support from you, our listeners, to make sure that it can be done. Danny, what do you say to that?
Okay. First off, the stimulus funds are stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They're stolen from the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren of the future. If anyone thinks that their wealth will be there when the takeover is completed, they're wrong.
Right.
It'll all be taken away. Their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren will never see a penny.
That's right.
So I refuse to spend 1 cent of any stimulus money on myself. And therefore, I started with 10%. A week later, after church, I gave you another 10%. Today, I gave you 80%, or every cent.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge these, you the listeners, match me. I dare you to match me.
Amen.
Because God will bless. He loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
And he will multiply it in your lives many times over. And that's the joy of being a Christian.
Amen.
I know that I know that I know that when the day comes, the only words I want to hear, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll get there, well done. That's it.
That's it.
I want to hear well
done. Amen. That is the best words could be spoken and the Amen. Ears to hear it.
Amen.
Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, so just how do we save America? That telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. Pick up your telephone to dial that number. Join in the dialogue, the discussion today. What do you think is necessary to save America? How do we do it? What is the stratagem that needs to be taken? Danny, you were talking about some of the meetings and some of the things that you recognize as needful and necessary. Let me just do a little devil's advocate for just a moment. We had the Tea Party.
Yes, sir.
They were great guns, and they were going to do great things, and for a brief period of time they did, until the Socialist Marxist Leninist Communist Democratic Party undermined, to tear down and destroy, frightened and petrified the leaders, so we've had total silence out of what was the Tea Party.
Yes.
We've got across the nation today different groups in different cities and states called the Trump Club, and they meet, they talk about things, and I get excited about what can be done. They go out and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the privilege of back in the days of the Tea Party, I spoke to every one of the Tea Party groups in the state of Florida, even the state of Florida Tea Party headquarters and leadership, and we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and I challenged them on one occasion. You're here because you have the funds to do so. You're here because you have the time on your hands and the wherewithal to travel. Mm-hmm. You're here because you're interested, but when we leave this meeting, you'll do nothing.
Correct.
And that's exactly what I've seen, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the challenge today. How can we save? Just how do we save America? We start one by one with each individual. Each person that's saved, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to be aware that we are losing our nation. We're losing our freedom. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights are being eviscerated, totally annihilated. Barack Hussein Obama started it, and we find today with Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, he is finishing the work of destroying our Bill of Rights. He said that the Bill of Rights has no guarantee that they should be poured in concrete, my words, not his, that they are, he says the Bill of Rights are not absolute. And so his philosophy is we can modify, modulate, and infringe upon our constitutional rights as outlined in our Bill of Rights, and there ought not to be anything said or done. I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. The scripture says in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The scripture is very, very clear in the Timothy text that we're to pray for the kings and the leadership and those that are over us. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't mind telling you, when I pray, Lord, would you somehow, some way intervene and give us through your divine intervention another period of time, just as you did in 2016 when President Donald J. Trump was elected. I believe it was God's divine intervention giving us a 4-year reprieve for the destruction of America. I believe we're on the fast track today, and all that we see, ladies and gentlemen, is prophetically prophesied in the Scripture, in God's eschatological truth, where he says perilous times shall come. When God says in the last days we'll have perilous times, that's dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, destructive days. And we're in those days, but there's good news. Good news. Any moment, at any moment, the Lord Jesus Christ can snatch us out through what's called the rapture of the church. Part of the rapture of the church, Danny, will be 7 years of tribulation, that the devastation, the destruction of the world is never experienced and never known, and absolutely will be mind-boggling. But the Christian, the child of God, the one that said yes to Jesus Christ will not be here. But ladies and gentlemen, during that time of the tribulation, there'll be the call for every person to take the mark, to accept that mark, according to Revelation chapter 13. I believe we're on the fast track for going forward with what will be the ultimate mark that is found in Revelation 13, verse 18. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
I want to connect a couple of dots when it comes to the Christian in public service, the Christian in political life, the Christian engaging the world. You've got three distinct texts in the Scripture. Jesus dealing with taxation. He says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God. So he points out clearly a responsibility in both elements of society, both parts of the world, his world and this physical world. You had Jesus, when he was asked about the law, he said, you know, there are but two laws, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And the second is like unto the first, love your neighbor as yourself. So we have a command that we participate in both worlds, God's world and his world. When you look at the Ten Commandments, going back to the Old Testament, carried through into the New Testament, half those commandments deal directly with your responsibility before God, and the other half, your responsibility with your fellow man. So for any Christian out there that thinks, my goodness, we ought to come out from among them and be ye separate, you're pulling that out of context, you're not applying it correctly. Folks, we've got a responsibility not only to share the gospel, share Jesus Christ in love, but to also be good citizens. And that means literally looking out for the way our government is run, looking out for the way the future generations will either have liberties, have freedom, or not have freedom. And by the way, that first freedom that's mentioned in the Declaration or in the Bill of Rights is our religious freedom, religious liberty. Why was it so important that they put it first? It is the cornerstone. It is the beginning of all the freedoms that we have, that we experience in this country. Without it, it all falls apart. That's my 2 cents worth for the day.
Yes. Well, Greg, before you leave, Danny, how do you respond to Greg's statement?
Well, Greg, as always, you're spot on. As always, your father is spot on. And the seed didn't fall far from the tree. It's apparent to all of us.
I'm thankful for that.
Yes. You're blessed. You're Amen. Blessed by that, sir.
Amen, yes.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I want the listeners to try and conceive something that is so important. Without Donald Trump, do you think if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, that it would have been all over by now? Of course.
Yes.
If she would have had those 4 years of what Obama had set up, we wouldn't be talking today. Free.
Mm-hmm. Be over and done with.
It'd be over and done with. Mm-hmm. Now that what has Biden done since day one? He has undone every righteous move that Donald Trump has made or did make.
That's right.
And what he wants in the future is worse yet, because what's at stake? The stake of a free world or a one world order with maximum domination control. And what's it going to take for them to reach that final goal of theirs? Annihilation worldwide.
Yes.
Of believers and those that will not take the mark.
You're exactly right. And Greg, as Danny touches on that, let me ask you to kind of open that door a little further. We're concerned about it, of saving America, because if America is not saved, we lose the potentiality, the opportunity of sending missionaries on a worldwide basis. Our church doors will be closed permanently, not just those because of COVID. And by the way, there's about 50% of those churches are closed because of spineless pastors that'll never reopen. So, Greg, with that being in the forefront, and looking at history past as to what history shows us, what is the major reason? How would you challenge our listeners today, Greg, with what we need to do to save America? And with the primary thing being, if we do not, then we've lost our liberties and our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, the church doors will be closed, et cetera, et cetera. Speak to that question and that issue.
I'd say, Jesus would say, let your light so shine before men. We ought not let our light be extinguished. We ought not put it under a bushel, as the children's song goes. We ought to be a light on a hilltop and literally seeking to save the lost, preserve innocent life, and preserve the life of this nation. This nation, we saw 8 years of Obama where every agency of government was employed in a militaristic fashion to extinguish the light. Understand the light of constitutionalism, the light of Christianity, the light of conservatism, that light is what is required for Western civilization to continue. And folks, when I say Western civilization, Christianity as we know it, Christendom is under assault. And every socialist, totalitarian, fascist government seeks to extinguish the light. We as believers cannot stand by and just let that happen.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for joining in the dialogue and the discussion today. Danny, I believe you had a thought in relation to Greg had mentioned the Ten Commandments. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's take the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. Who has become the greatest thief in all of mankind but the government of the United States of America?
Right.
They stole over the last, I'll say post-World War II, everything that was righteous in America. They stole our wealth and took it abroad and bribed and bought off other nation leaders.
Right.
They, through that theft, have created this new world order. Now, what are they going to steal? Everything that's left. The ninth is thou shalt not bear false witness. Yet every word they spoke about Donald Trump was false. Today, every word that comes out of our national media is false witness. We're allowing that to take place.
Yes.
We're allowing that power to dominate our future. And we've got to stop it.
We've got to stop it. We've got to take a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've been trying to get you to understand today is we have thought aloud for your benefit and for our edification together. So just how do we save America? I believe we need to turn back to God. I believe we need to open our churches back up. Ours has never been closed. We need to keep our churches open. The church doors need to be open. The pastors that are being persecuted and prosecuted need to say that I'm going to serve God rather than man. They need to take the stand, even if it means being put in jail. I said over a year ago when they first started pushing that the church is closed, I said, ladies and gentlemen, we need not to close the churches, because if they come in and want to persecute, prosecute, and lock pastors up, they don't have enough jail cells to put us all in.
Amen.
So we need to understand that we need to take a stand today, perhaps as never before. Christians need to understand that we need to continue to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. We need to take a stand, just as Joshua of old, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to talk about saving America, we need to start with the fundamental foundation that we need to have a relationship to God through Jesus Christ, number one. That's called being born again, being saved. We need to be involved in a local New Testament church where we can have fellowship together, where we can study the Word together, where we can be empowered and encouraged together to say what is needed. And we need to do something in relationship to support. Danny, do you have some final words you want to say to our audience?
Yes,
today?
I do. I want to ask God to bless each and every listener.
Amen.
To bless their homes and their loved ones, keep them safe and sound.
Amen.
And to bring about the desire to get involved.
Yes.
To work for Christ.
Amen. Only way that we'll be able to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is to take a stand for that which is good and godly, but take a stand for that which is biblical, and understand that we are on the downhill turn, if you will, the fast track for the absolute annihilation of our nation. Therefore, we need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, as 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, and ask God to intercede and heal our land. Saving America goes back to the very throne room of God. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.